This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Earlier this month, I had shoulder surgery to repair a torn rotator cuff. As my doctor told me, the surgery itself is not bad. It's the recovery that's slow, tedious, and as I'm yet to learn from physical therapy, quite painful. Before it's over, I will have spent 6 weeks in a sling or brace to allow the shoulder to heal properly, hopefully. And of course, months of therapy follow that. Okay, enough of the details of rotator cuff surgery. What I'm interested in talking about is something I was reminded of not very long after the surgery. For the first 12 hours or so after the procedure, I couldn't feel a thing in my right arm, which I greatly appreciated. But after that, and the pain that let me know the pain block had worn off, I had this feeling there in my right arm, almost like a panic, that my arm was restricted to that brace. And just for a few moments on one of those nights, it was like a momentary feeling of claustrophobia, only confined to that one area, my arm, in that brace. The thought of being in that brace for 6 whole weeks was overwhelming. So I decided to do something, and it worked for me almost instantly. I decided to embrace the brace. The next day, when my daughter Maddie asked me how I was doing, I said, "Great, I've decided to embrace the brace." And here's what I mean. I decided to embrace the very thing that I perceived as limiting me. All I did actually was change my attitude, my mindset. This brace, I determined, would be my friend, protecting me from accidentally moving my shoulder in such a way as to re-injure the work the surgeon had worked so diligently to repair. See, that brace was there to keep me from experiencing unnecessary and unwanted pain. The brace was restrictive, no doubt, but you see, I am, at least for a period of time, handicapped, and the brace helps me from doing myself harm during this time of recovery. Not only does this apply to me physically, but in other ways as well. I can't move about like I had before. I'm legally not allowed to drive, so instead of stewing about it, I embraced the brace. I took the time to do some extra pondering. I moved my recliner that my friends Alex Peake and Ronnie Bagwell so kindly brought from my office to my home. I turned it around so I could stare out the window at the field behind our house. And I've taken more time to read the scriptures slowly. I ponder them. I mean, I read the scriptures every day, but sometimes I get in a hurry and rush through my daily readings, gratified that I've kept up with what I demand of myself. But what's the point if I don't really take it in? So instead of rushing on to the next thing, I embraced the brace and took time to ponder and stop and think. Sometimes we get caught up in our little requirements or the imaginary voice of someone who doesn't really matter anyway. I can't say this is something I've just learned, but it's something I needed to be reminded of. And in case you didn't get it, here it is again. I don't, and you shouldn't, feel guilty about taking time just to stop and stare, for it is in those times that the best pondering percolates into what will later, sometime, somewhere, produce productive fruit. I think of the lines in the poem Leisure by William Henry Davies. What is this life if, full of care, we have no time to stand and stare, no time to stand beneath the boughs or stand as long as sheep or cows, no time to see when woods we pass where squirrels hide their nuts in grass, no time to see in broad daylight streams full of stars like stars at night, no time to turn at beauty's glance and watch her feet, how they dance. No time to wait till her mouth can enrich that smile her eyes began. A poor life this is if, full of care, we have no time to stand and stare. Okay, I'm not standing, I'm sitting, but I think you get the point. So what is it that's limiting you? Unless it's something evil and harmful, can you think about embracing it and allowing yourself to experience some deeper things at a deeper level in this life. And just one more thought. This is the only life you've got, at least this side of eternity. So in all you're doing and getting and going about this week, take a deep breath and stop and stare. Just stare. Embrace your brace and take time to take time in this life that you have. And then join me here next week for your Monday morning wake-up call. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs.